All right, everybody, we are back, and welcome to the second hour of the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. This is our 2 days in a wake-up pre-Christmas show, right? Did I say that right?
What did you just say?
I don't know.
This is our
holiday show.
This is our holiday show. Does everybody feel festive?
Our two eggs and a hanky show.
Yeah, anyway, this is the start of our second hour. If you're just joining us, let me go ahead and reintroduce everybody. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yeah.
To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
To Stephanie's right is Jack.
Mm-hmm.
To Jack's right is Ty.
Yeah.
And my name is Mark, and I will continue to be your host on this magical mystery tour called the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Let's see. Now, that song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, you know, I think just about every radio show that you're listening to this time of year is trying to play some Christmas music. But, unfortunately, it's usually the same old. And I went kind of deep into the archives and tried to find some songs that were Christmas-related, but something that you may not have heard before. And this particular song was All I Want for Christmas Is You, and it's by a band, Foghat.
Oh, nice.
Foghat.
Wow.
Yeah.
When was the last time you talked about Foghat?
Jack, do you have your phone with you?
Yes.
Can you look up what is Foghat's? I don't know how many hits they have, but I can't even think of what one of their big hits is. I mean, right off the bat.
I know I used to like them.
Foghat. Yeah, anyway, so I thought it was interesting to find this Christmas ditty by Foghat.
Foghat, mm-hmm. Wow.
So while Jack is looking that up, let me go ahead and mention some Sportsman. Let's see.
Sportsman.
Biggest local sports news of the week. Our Tampa Bay Rays' Evan Longoria was traded to the San Francisco Giants after 10 years as a Ray.
I know. Can't believe it.
Everybody's weepy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. That's I had always hoped that Evan Longoria would do his entire career here. I think that was pretty much his plan. The way he sort of restructured his contracts and things like that, he sort of took less money over the last several contract situations to stay on the team.
Which surprised me when I saw.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what more money would have been.
I mean, when you're reducing your payment to a ton of money, from a ton of money.
I think the remainder of
it's hard to feel sorry for you.
The remainder of his existing contract is something like $81 million.
Something like that.
Right.
He's been with the team for 10 years, right? He started as a rookie with the Rays in 2008. And, man, I mean, what a career. I mean, he was the face of the Rays.
Right.
You don't think of Tampa Bay Rays without thinking of Evan Longoria.
Right.
Right. Jack, would you have something?
Yeah, I found this site. It listed by year.
Okay.
We've got Slip, Tripped, Fell in Love.
Okay.
Live Now, Play Later. Stranger in My Home. Third Time Lucky. Stone Blue.
Okay.
I Just Want to Make Love to You.
Yeah. All right.
And I'll Be Standing By.
I Just Want to Make Love to You is
probably their most
their
famous.
Biggest hit.
Yeah.
Right. That's the one that gets all the airtime.
Yeah.
Foghat.
Foghat.
Anyway,
Foghat.
So I played All I Want to Do is. what was it?
All I Want for Christmas is You.
All I Want to Do is Make Love to You for Christmas.
Yes.
Swamp Ass.
Anyway, Foghat, everybody. So getting back to Evan Longoria. So he was traded to the San Francisco Giants, which has always been one of my favorite teams. I've always liked that. New York Giants is a football team, honey.
Oh.
This is baseball.
Okay, it's fine. I'll go back to coloring. Jesus.
San Francisco Giants is the baseball team out in San Francisco, by the way, which is cool.
Okay, so does that mean we have to move to San Francisco now?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's kind of cool that he was traded out there because he's actually from California, so it's kind of like a homecoming for him. Let's see. What did he do for the Rays in his 10 years? Well, out of 5,450 at-bats, he had 1,471 hits, 261 home runs, and 892 runs batted in.
Wow.
So that's not too bad. Oh, yeah. And Longo was the first Rays player to win 3 Gold Glove Awards.
Yes.
2009, 2010, and again this year, 2017. And he made the Major League All-Star team 3 times, 2008, 2009, and 2010.
Yes.
Holy bejesus.
We will miss you, Evan Longoria.
Yes, we will.
Good luck.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, good guy. Always a good guy. The face of the Rays. Let's see. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers got Falcon beat by the Falcons Monday night.
By the Falcons.
24-21.
They tried. Falcon lost. Yeah.
Kind of a bummer. I didn't see the game, but from what I heard, it was they looked pretty Falcon good.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Anyway,
definitely the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, the Bucs are now 4-10 with two games remaining this week in Carolina to face the Panthers, and then back home for their last game of the season against the Saints. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the Bucs will finish their season 4-12.
Yes, I think they're going to Falcon lose the next week too.
Yeah, go Bucs.
Go Bucs.
What were you talking about earlier? Aren't they all going to jail or something?
Oh, no.
No, we're getting to that.
That's that other football team. Yeah.
My Tampa Bay Lightning are still on fire. They beat the Ottawa Senators last night 4-3, giving them a record of 25-7-2 and the best record in the NHL. And basically the best win record by like two or three games over the next leading team. Up next for the Bolts, they face the Wild. Don't know where they're from. Here in town tomorrow night.
Big hockey fan.
Emily Arena at 7 p.m. Go Bolts. It's almost like I don't want to say too much about the Bolts because I don't want to jinx them.
Right.
I mean, they're in such a roll, and I can't believe that they haven't. They've had a couple of little skids, but 25-7-2?
Right.
They haven't had any big losing streaks.
Leave both those jerseys in the closet for the rest of the season.
I'm telling you, man.
Don't break them out. They'll start losing.
Right. The last thing that I wanted to say is that if you're into arena football, if you're here in the Tampa Bay area, you will not be enjoying your Tampa Bay Storm next year because they just sort of closed up shop.
Well, they said that they have suspended operations effective immediately.
Yeah. Well, they said that they're broke, but somebody brought up a good thing, a good idea, or a something interesting, basically saying maybe the whole team has been accused of sexual misconduct and they're getting ahead of it. You know, because a lot of these people that you see that are, have been accused have resigned before the whole story comes out or they're going to resign. Like the owner of the Panthers? He's right. Going to sell the team at the end of the season.
Al
Franken resigned. So maybe the entire team
has a history.
Yeah. Maybe next week we're going to see that the Tampa Bay Storm is the rapinest team in
sports. The rapinest. Love it. It's
great. The ass grabbinest, rapinest team in sports.
Sexually assaultinest.
Pee grabbing. Right.
Harassers.
Harassers. Yeah.
Here's a story that came out earlier this week, and it goes back to the Seminole Heights serial killer. And I think it's interesting how...
Has somebody accused him of sexual assault, too?
Not yet.
Harassment?
God damn it.
Not yet. But I think it's interesting how quickly these stories go away.
Yeah,
and this was a national story. It became a national story. I mean, he only killed four people. You would think that would be more localized, but still, it's a. I'm giving
only
props.
Four.
I mean, only killed four people.
He's
hardly a
serial killer.
Jeez,
on Criminal Minds,
just
you know,
barely made it.
They're
I don't
chasing.
Even know if I'd call him a serial killer. I just call him a killer. You know, I mean, four. Come on, man.
Anybody could do four.
Those are rookie numbers. You got to get those numbers up.
You got to bump those numbers up.
So I don't know if you heard. I mean, during the whole thing, when they were looking for him, the reward to find him went, I mean, it started out at like $5,000, jumped up to $10,000. Then it was $50,000. At the end, it was like $110,000 for whoever gave the best information to get this guy arrested.
I wish I found him.
Well, it turns out that it was the girl that the manager at McDonald's that he said, hey, would you hold my bag? Just so happens it's got the 45 in it that I killed those four people. You know, but here's the thing. A couple. Now, we've all seen, if you've watched the news, we've all seen that grainy video of the suspected killer walk by a house. Right. Mm-hmm. And then a few minutes later, you see the same grainy image running back the other way.
Yeah.
Okay. So the people whose house those cameras were on, they're saying now that they should get part of that reward money.
No, because they didn't help find him.
Well, now listen. There's been a bit of a debate about it, and I kind of, at first I was like, no, you don't get any of that money, because, look, if you were out and you caught that image on your phone, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But the cameras on your house just so happened to catch an image going by.
Yeah, it wasn't even a good image.
Well, it was good enough.
I want you to, like, continue filling me in more about this, because I haven't heard much in a while, but... see, the difference is, from what I understand right now, is the manager turned in the actual individual. She didn't provide evidence. Like, I have no idea who this is, but my house captured this. Because that's good. Okay. That's definitely helpful. But she turned in the actual person.
Right. Okay. And that, if you go by, like, the rules of, you know, the people that donate the money for the reward, that's it. You have to be the person that directly...
Names a name.
That are directly responsible for, you know, getting that person arrested.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's the thing. And I started thinking about it, because I was like, no, they shouldn't get any money. But here's
they did help.
Here's my whole thing. If you listen to the news and you read the news articles, this kid worked at McDonald's, okay? Every one of his coworkers at McDonald's used to tease him because they said he looked like the serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
How would they have any idea what the serial killer looked like if the media wasn't showing those videos?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay, so in my mind... whether they actually filmed it themselves, but those were the videos.
Right. They should get something.
I think they should get a little something.
And now here, this is another thing that I heard.
Right.
That I don't know if it's true or not, but, you know, it's the Marco Radio Show, so we don't check facts.
Fake news everywhere.
PW does that.
I also heard that they weren't their surveillance cameras.
Okay. Now, you told me that, so I went back and I read the article again. Nowhere in the article that I read did it say that.
Okay,
because... Didn't mention that at all.
What I heard was that the police asked this particular couple if they could put surveillance cameras on their home. So the cameras actually belong to the police department. Right, well,
let me ask you this.
Let me ask you this.
Why would the police pick that house?
Well, maybe they didn't pick just that house.
If they picked that house, did they pick other houses in the area?
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Okay.
Is that the police went around and talk to the neighbors, because they were spending a lot of time in the neighborhood and talking to the neighbors and questioning. So how many cameras did they install and where?
Well,
they started ramping up looking for
the article I read is it's a married couple. Looks like the dude looks like he's probably in his 60s. I don't know how old the wife is, but she's apparently handicapped, and they have an insecurity because of the handicap and because of his age. So in order to, I guess, feel safer, what I read was they had these cameras installed, and they had like the monitor in the house where she in her wheelchair could easily see it from her height. So that says that they installed them themselves.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, even if the police did install them, then I don't think they should get anything. But if they went out
and bought them, you know, they should at least be reimbursed for the cameras.
And even still, if they're cameras, it's still so random. You don't know. You don't know. You've got these cameras pointing at your yard, hoping to catch somebody walking up to your house. Just so happens you caught this guy walking up and down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's crazy. Just.
But that was the face of the killer from the get-go. That was the only video they had. The only thing they had to go on,
right,
was that video from the very beginning.
Right. And they weren't sure that that was the actual killer.
No, but if you think about, then you go to the McDonald's employees that used to harass this kid about, you look just like the killer.
Right. Mm-hmm. And
why
and,
would they have that in their minds if that video didn't exist?
And would the manager have done the same thing without the video?
Would she still? Well, I look, anybody that hands me a McDonald's bag that weighs, you know, 4 pounds, I might look in it.
Right.
I mean, you can tell there's something hard and metal in this McDonald's bag.
But if you looked in it and it was a gun and you didn't have that thought in your mind.
If you didn't think it was the killer. Because tons of people have guns.
Yeah,
but why
concealed
carry?
Yeah, they shouldn't be at your McDonald's.
Right. Why are you keeping it in your McDonald's bag?
Exactly. Like, and handing it to someone.
Right. You should have a special little place for that gun if you have, you know, the proper qualifications.
If you read the story and you listen to the news, basically it was like, can you hold this for a second? I got to run over to Amscot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. To cash a check.
Maybe he was like, maybe he got into such a hurry that it was like, just hold this for me for a minute and I'll be right back. And then he was going to put it in a locker. I don't know what you have at work.
Maybe his door locks don't work on his car.
I don't know why he didn't leave it in the car.
But paper McDonald's bag, that's what he keeps his gun in?
Well,
and where was he?
There.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, so this guy is taking a gun into his work, working, and then handing it off in a bag to the McDonald's employee.
Right.
You shouldn't be bringing your guns to work. I think there's policies against that.
Right.
Did he hand her the wrong bag? Did he think he was handing her, his bag of food and thought he had put the bag with the gun in his backpack?
Maybe. So it was like, here, hold my 45 Mc9mm.
Yeah. I don't know. But it's an interesting question because you're right. Without the video, I think the video was key.
Yeah.
That's a McFugget.
You know, I think they should maybe get something if they were, in fact, their cameras.
Can you imagine walking back from the Amscot going, McDammit.
I handed her my gun instead of my Big Mac.
Well, was he planning on robbing the Amscot and gave her the wrong bag? You know, gave the chick the wrong bag and didn't end up taking the gun?
Robbery's not his thing.
Look, can you imagine if you've now killed 4 people, you've got to be so scattered. You know, not only are you looking over your shoulder.
And
you know,
everybody's...
Unless you're a complete psychopath and think you're going to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to be so paranoid that they're following you. They
and
know where you are.
Everybody already thinks you're
they
him.
They haven't found me yet.
Could you stop? I know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Creep.
We know where to find you. Mm-hmm. Well, I just got a notification from Amazon that the last thing I ordered just shipped.
Oh, nice. Good.
So,
when will it be here?
That one will be here Sunday. There's only one that won't be here till Tuesday.
Oh. What the hell?
I know.
Yeah.
What one is it?
It's not yours.
Unfortunately, it's for the one that cries a lot.
Yeah, throws up.
Throws up and cries.
That means me.
Yeah. So, I'll have to figure something out.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about movies and entertainment.
There's something under that little tree.
I know. Yeah. I've got a day or two.
So,
keys aren't going to happen.
Do we have a plan on when we're all going to go see Star Wars The Last Jedi?
It better be soon or I'm going to lose it.
I thought I heard you guys talking about you had tickets or were getting tickets for Christmas Day.
I'm looking at Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. And what theater?
Well, I looked at both. I looked at Studio Movie Grill and at Tyrone Cobb. And there were still tickets available. Both theaters are showing it. Just about every hour, if that far apart. You know, it's like there's one that starts at 1 and one at 1:40 and one at 2:10.
Isn't Christmas Day surprisingly one of the biggest movie days of the year?
It is. Yeah. And that's why I've kind of been looking.
What does the other communities do? The Jewish communities and stuff like that?
Jewish people go have Chinese food.
No, they go to movies.
They're not going
to
stay home and watch A Christmas Story 5 times.
Right.
They might.
They're going to shoot your eye out, Ralphie.
So they can make fun of us and our traditions. No, I think the reason why Christmas is such a big movie day is so many people have so many family members in town.
Right. You gotta get away. And have a quiet moment.
Yeah.
You gotta get away.
What can we do where we can all go, but shut Uncle Bob up. Will shut up?
Yeah. Right. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Did you see where Princess Leia's, now that she's passed away, her dog, Gary...
Gary the dog.
Yeah. Well, she was fond of taking Gary on all like these Comic-Con things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so she took Gary all across the country, and Gary gained a fan base.
Of course.
But ever since Princess Leia died, now the daughter and Princess Leia's assistant are in this big, you know, a custody dispute over Gary. And the assistant has Gary, and what he's doing is he is continuing Gary's tour across America.
Gary's appearances.
Yeah. And he gets paid, you know, a decent amount of money to, you know, for Gary to show up, you know, as Princess Leia's dog, you know. Now, the daughter's pissed about it, so she's gone so far as to, she's... Not to the point where she's getting ready to sue the assistant, but she's willing to pay him $250 a month to stop taking Gary on tour.
What? Apparently, why? That's not enough money.
Right. Yeah, $250.
How much are they paying this dog?
Does he still have to keep the dog and take care of it?
Yeah, well, he loves the dog.
Why can't he go on tour? What's so bad about that?
Well, she thinks... the daughter thinks that he is exploiting Princess Leia and her legacy and that kind
of
thing.
That was her assistant.
I mean, maybe a little, but I've seen Gary. He's got all kinds of little costumes.
Well, okay, like, here's the thing. It's like, okay, that's a concern, but if he actually has a fan base, if there's a bunch of people that want to see this dog and it's not causing him any stress...
Yeah.
You know, you're making the fans happy.
Right, yeah. I mean, if I go to, like, one of these Comic-Cons or something like that, if I'm not going to see, you know, Princess Leia with the buns on the side of her head, I at least want to see your dog. I want to see Gary. And what a cool name. Mm-hmm. What's Gary in, isn't Gary...
SpongeBob.
Yeah, Gary's the snail. Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the snail cat. That was kind of funny.
Hey, now here's something. And this article, and I'm not gonna read the whole thing because it does have spoiler alerts. Okay. So I'm not gonna mention that. But
you watch out.
But here's
the thing. I was gonna say, do I need to take my headphones off?
It says, "Save Star Wars." Angry fans petition to have The Last Jedi abandoned and remade. They're not happy with it.
Yeah, I've heard even Mark Hamill wasn't happy with it, though I haven't looked into the
matter.
I've heard that he was terrible.
That's what I heard, too. So Mark Hamill's probably not happy about how he's being panned in this movie.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I was talking to someone about it today, and he hasn't seen it for himself, but what he's heard was the directors or the writers or whatever wanted to take Mark Hamill's character, Luke, in a different direction that Luke did not agree with.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's...
That Mark Hamill didn't agree with.
Mark Hamill didn't agree with.
Right, it's not a Lucasfilm anymore. It's now a Disney.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not even... You know, I mean, how closely based... I mean, to, like, the original... I mean, you've seen the movies. You know the difference. I mean, how many of the newer movies have been the Disney movies... I mean, when did the Lucasfilm stop and the Disney one started? How many
recently.
Yeah, but how many Disney films are there? Were the last two Disney ones?
Yeah, just two.
Okay, so when you...
I guess three now.
You saw those, and do you have a comparison? I mean, are they as good or better or not as good as the Lucas version?
The effects are better.
I mean, Rogue One was better than the prequel movies.
All right. I mean,
and that was George Lucas.
I mean, Disney doesn't really screw up anything, you know. I mean, they're pretty tight on just about all of the stuff that they do. So I'd like to think it was better. I'm just wondering about maybe the writing. I mean, is it going in a different direction? That might be where these people are kind of disappointed. They might have a certain expectation. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, these people have been watching Star Wars ever since they were, you know, kids, and they followed the story. They've probably read the books, and now all of a sudden, the story doesn't seem like it's going the way I want it to go.
Right, but I mean, another thing you have to keep in mind is, like, the magic of Star Wars.
Right.
I mean, you have to watch it as if you're a 10-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mean,
like, not a 50-year-old man who has devoted his life to Star Wars.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Well, this article said that more than 7,000 fans have signed a change.org petition titled "Have Disney Strike Star Wars Episode 8 from the official canon" as of Tuesday morning after being disappointed with writer-director, what's his name, Ryan? Sorry. Ryan Johnson's continuation of the beloved space saga. So there's a lot of people that aren't happy about it, but
7,000 people isn't enough.
So far, honey, as of Tuesday. The movie just came out last week.
Yeah. No, and how much money did it make?
I've heard a lot of good stuff, too.
Box office record.
We talked about it last week that the people that I have heard, if you give it a 1 to 10, they've given it the best I've heard is a 7.5.
That works.
Yeah, look, that's decent. One of the things that people were kind of put off by is all of the comedy in it.
Yeah.
They want it to be more, I don't know.
More serious.
A little bit more serious, yeah.
Well, I mean, they did build it up to be darker.
It's not
Spaceballs. You know.
I don't know. We'll see. Christmas. Sometime on Christmas Day, we will go see...
Early in the evening.
The movie. Yeah, early in the evening, because we have to work on Tuesday.
Ty, I'm not going to go over this, but I asked Mom to pull this story for me, and I got it out of Yahoo. How much would it cost to build and run the Death Star from Star Wars? I mean...
To build it?
To build and run it.
I mean, several $1 trillion.
Well, okay, first of all, building it isn't cheap. According to some calculations, its price tag would add up to the current U.S. debt multiplied by $1.4
trillion. Yeah.
What's the current U.S. debt?
Like a lot. $1 trillion?
Multiplied by $1.4 trillion. Anyway, and it's all make-believe. I mean, this is all, you know, that's why I'm not going to go too deep in this. Mm-hmm. But I will give to Ty because I know he's, you know, a big nerd for this kind of thing. So.
Well, Solar Warden.
Didn't it say...
Now they're coming for us.
It would take, like, 200,000 people to run it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, anyway.
Pretty good sized city.
If you believe in that kind of thing. let's see. Hey, now this movie that's coming out, The Shape of Water... This movie is supposed to be excellent. It's supposed to be fantastic. And it actually, Steve Persall from the Tampa Bay Times gave it an A. I don't know. Everything I've heard about it, it's supposed to be very, very good. The Shape of Water.
What's it about?
I don't know.
It's about the Shape of Water, Ty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to see the post.
I want to see the post, too.
That looks like the Meryl Streep's.
Yeah, and Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
That looks like a good one.
I want to see Jumanji.
That looks interesting.
It looks terrible.
Does it? I don't want to hear that.
It looks funny.
Well, Jumanji's not playing. That's got The Rock in it.
Absolutely terrible.
I loved the first
Rock,
Jumanji.
Jack Black, Kevin Hart.
The first Jumanji was great. The second one looks absolutely terrible.
I want to see Downsizing.
Yes, I want to see that.
Downsizing looks good.
We need to write these down. Our Netflix queue is naked.
Mm-hmm. This Darkest Hour. This is the story of Winston Churchill. During World War II.
And that was Gary Oldman?
Yep.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good.
It didn't get a very good grade, but it looks to me like that would be a good movie. What else? Oh, hey, you know, the Tampa Theater closed down for a couple of months. You know, the Tampa Theater is like 91 years old.
Yes.
And they just went through a huge renovation, $6 million to renovate this place to make it more original.
Yes.
From its 1926...
Debut.
Why change it?
No. They were basically... Look,
they were putting it back.
Anything that old, you have to fix.
And maintain, especially
they're not balcony.
They're
not changing it. They're fixing what's already there to make it, you know...
Well, good.
Anything that's falling apart,
they shouldn't hipster it up.
No, and that's one of the things that they did change.
Well, that movie that we were just talking about, The Shape of Water, is debuting tonight at the Tampa Theater. And then another thing that's happening, there's a couple of movies. Tampa Theater movie series goes back to the 80s. And if you like 80s music, not music, movies, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, That's going to be January 12th over at the Tampa Theater. Fast Times at Ridgemont High is going to be January 14th. Dune is going to be February 9th. And then Steel Magnolias is going to be January 28th. Over at the Tampa Theater.
Yeah. Oh my God. So we should go.
Some good movies to go check out in check a the fantastic calendar. Theater.
Well, and one of the things that they did change and made put back to more original were the seats.
Yeah.
There was a trend. I saw this on the TV. There was a trend in like the 70s or the 80s.
Right.
To install red velvet seats in all of the old theaters, replacing the old brown leather and velvet seats.
Wow.
So they went back to the wood, they're wood framed. They look identical to the original chairs from 1926. It's just a fantastic theater.
If you live in this area... and you've not been to the Tampa Theater, you've got to go.
It's so cool.
I don't think there's anything you can do at the Tampa Theater that is, even if the movie sucks, just being in that theater is so cool. You'll just be blown away by being in the theater. I remember when we all went over to that Penguin movie and we all wore our tuxedos and they were serving champagne and stuff like that. That was a hoot. That was great.
Definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I love that theater. I've seen some good shows there. We saw Steve Earle there.
Yes.
I think the first time I saw Susan Tedeschi was there.
Yes.
The Penguin movie.
The Penguin movie.
Seems like I've seen something else there.
The March of the Penguins.
March of the Penguins, right. Narrated by
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
God.
Mm. Yes.
God. Anyway.
Well, we'll look into going over there.
Sure. Yeah, for Steel Magnolias? Oh, I will cry my eyes out in the Tampa Theater. I'm not scared.
No.
So will Dad.
Yeah.
So Dad can't go.
I can't go. I'm such a puss. I can't go. So do we have a Stump the Chump?
We do.
All right. Why don't we play Stump the Chump? That means we need to take a little bit of a break. Do we have a theme for Stump the Chump?
We do.
Woo. What would it be?
It would be Christmas.
Woo. Again.
Again.
Okay. All right. All right.
Once more onto the breach.
Yeah. Okay. Now listen, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to play our Christmas-themed version of Stump the Chump. This song that I've picked for this break is called I'm Just an Old Chunk of Coal. And we saw it performed live Tuesday evening at the Hideaway Cafe by Damon Fowler.
Nice.
And this is a live version of that song. It's fantastic. Mom thinks that Damon Fowler is the cutest little dude in the world.
Oh, he's adorable. I love him.
I think he's got a great little voice and he's so talented. Anyway.
Why do you keep calling him little?
Because he's a little dude.
Well, he's definitely not as tall as Selwyn.
No.
Nobody is.
No, man, Selwyn's like 8 feet tall. He's like, his name should be Kareem Abdul Selwyn Birchwood.
Yes.
Anyway. All right. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. When we come back, we're going to play Stump the Chump.
Woo!
An old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Well, I'm gonna glow and grow till I'm so blue and perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. Well, I'm gonna kneel and pray every day, lest I should become vain along the way. Well, I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Myself a brand new way to walk. Well, I'm gonna spit and polish my own rough edge of self.
till I get rid of every single flaw. Well, I'm gonna be the world's best friend. Gonna go around shaking everybody's hands. Well, I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
I'm Just an Old Chunk of Coal by Damon Fowler. And I mentioned earlier in the show that Steph and I went over to the Hideaway Cafe on Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg to see Selwyn Birchwood and Damon Fowler. And for the life of me, I cannot remember the older gentleman's name, but he was very good too. Roy something. McCurdy, something. I don't know. Something. Roy.
Okay.
I think it was Roy.
It's all that matters.
Exceptional Roy. Reporting.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have a poster that Dad could steal this year.
Right. They didn't have a poster I could steal this year, so I was a little disappointed in that. But it's so fantastic. If you've not ever seen Selwyn Birchwood or Damon Fowler, please do yourself a favor and look them up. And just fantastic music and very good live performers. We've seen them several times and never been disappointed.
No.
Always a lot of fun.
Always a lot of fun.
Always a lot of fun. Okay, so before the break, I said we were going to play our Christmas version of Stump the Chump.
Ooh.
Are we ready? Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter? Let's play Stump the Chump.
I think I'll start with the medium difficulty.
Oh, boy.
Make this fun.
Now, this is Christmas version?
Christmas.
And you've
Christmas
got, you've
theme.
Got
you
difficulty, got different
yeah.
difficulty
I've got,
levels?
Yeah, I've got easy.
Seems serious.
And I got medium difficulty.
All right.
So we're going medium difficulty.
Hold on to your butts.
Which of these companies was the first to use Santa Claus in an advertisement?
Hasbro.
Ty.
Coca-Cola.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Wow.
Ty is on the board.
What year?
I don't know. It didn't say.
Oh,
see. Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Yeah, 1947.
Oh. Uh-huh. Lies. We don't know if that's right.
PW, let us know.
Yeah. Which president was the first to decorate the White House Christmas tree? Was it Franklin Pierce, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, or Abraham Lincoln? Hannah.
Lincoln.
No. Ty.
Pierce?
Yes. Franklin Pierce.
Screw you, Ty.
Ty's up too.
Benjamin Franklin wasn't a president, right?
No, he wasn't.
So that was a trick question.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's medium difficulty.
Well, you didn't medium trick me.
No, you didn't even try.
No, because all I could think of was...
Benjamin wasn't a president.
What is she trying to do here?
See, what's funny is I didn't even catch it.
Really?
The illegal go back illegal. Over the wall.
Yeah, right.
History was never her thing.
No, I like science. It was all a guess. I'm good with that.
Botany.
An educated guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Fake it.
She can educate a guess. Which country did the gingerbread house come from? Ty.
Germany?
Yes.
Screw you. I was going to say that.
So Ty is up 3 and no one else is on the board. All right, here's your chance, everybody.
All right.
What kind of Christmas does Elvis Presley sing about? No.
Blue.
Since Hannah shouted it out.
I get it.
She gets it. Ty has three. Hannah has do one. Wanna
do the.
No, it's blue.
Christmas.
Nice. Look at the pipes on Jack.
Just wait. It's singular, but. Just kidding. Dad got it. Dad smells what I'm stepping in.
In what year was A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens published?
72.
Here are the choices.
Yeah, give us the choices. Don't.
Oh, historian.
Don't ring off. Don't.
Do you want the choices?
Yes.
No. It's like 1890 or something.
It was not 1890. I will give you the choices. 1765, 1843, 1860, or 1906?
Oh, wait, you know what?
Ty?
1860.
Did I not hoop before?
No.
Did not?
I don't know. You
1843.
1843, and
come
Mark
on,
is on the board.
Me and Chuck are tight.
So.
Who?
Ty has.
Chuck Dickens?
Ty has three, Hannah has one, Mark has one. What is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Max.
Bitch, come on.
I will give that one to Hannah.
Why?
Everyone just shout it out. That's how we're playing.
I'm telling you.
I'm pissed.
I don't like your ringer, for one thing. For the next year, we're changing your ringer. It's obnoxious.
All right.
That was mine.
That was mine.
We're going to get you one of those plastic.
Yeah, one of those New Year's Eve horns. In the movie Rudolph, which reindeer is Rudolph's dad? Mark.
Buck.
No.
Fuck. Yeah. I didn't even say it.
Blitzen.
No.
Oh.
Comet.
No.
No. Do you want the choices?
Cupid, Donner,
Prancer.
It's Donner.
Donner.
It's Donner. I said Donner. That was me.
So now Hannah has three.
By cheating?
No. No.
Bullshit.
This process of elimination, right there.
All right. Hannah has three. Ty has three. Mark has two. Which Christmas movie has been played more than any other? Mark.
Christmas Story.
No. Ty.
Home Alone.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Home Alone.
So now.
It's all knotted at three.
It's all knotted at three.
Because it was stolen from me.
You said Charlie Brown.
No. It was taken before that.
It was the Max one. All right. So I have to switch to the easy questions.
No. Go to the hard ones.
I didn't print the hard ones.
Google.
She knows us too well.
Mm-hmm. All right, this
one. Who was Santa Claus's mother?
I actually know who that is.
Was that a good impersonation of Steph?
No, it was not.
Who?
Mm-hmm. You're mean.
Mm-hmm. What?
What? Go ahead.
He wonders. I don't
keep
get
pushing.
It. Yeah. What does Alvin want for Christmas?
This mother...
All right. Since Hannah cheated, we're going to do another one.
Mm-hmm. What?
Which... That one's disqualified because Hannah's not playing by the rules.
I rang!
You don't ring and say it at the same time?
Well, when you're being
that's
ferocious
usually what you,
over there.
You usually ring so loud that you can't hear anybody else.
Yeah.
And you're just as guilty. Give the point to me.
Give the point to me.
No, you're the one that's making fun of me. I'm going to make sure you lose. So that's why I have to figure out, what is Frosty the Snowman's nose made of? Hannah.
Cole.
No.
Carrot.
No.
Oh.
Ty.
Button.
Yes.
Jingle my bells, bitch!
With a corncob pipe and a button nose. Oh. And two eyes made out of coal.
Right. Damn it.
Man, ooh. I should have won it with the hula hoops.
Did you see the picture on Facebook of the snowman in the the snowman in the produce department in front of the carrots, and it says,
"Yeah, oh, I just caught
Frosty picking his nose." Yeah. I like that. It's cute. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Love it.
All right, so this next story I've got, I'm calling it PETA Please.
PETA Please.
PETA Please.
Does it have to do with a Greek restaurant?
No.
No.
Not that kind. So unless you've been living under a rock for the last few years, you know that here in Florida, especially in the Everglades, we're having a huge problem with pythons. They are invasive.
Bigly.
Bigly. The article I read said that there are basically no more raccoons, possums, rabbits, that kind of thing. All of those things are disappearing because of the invasiveness of these pythons. Okay?
Okay. So they're going to spread out and come for us next.
Well, they're going to run out of food.
Yeah.
Right. Well, one of the things it said is that not only are they devouring everything in sight, but they're also now starting to spread parasites to snakes that...
natives?
Are natives that are supposed to be here. So, which is fine with me.
Hey, win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Win some, lose some.
Yeah, right.
Circle of life.
Right. So, but because of this whole invasiveness, you know, the state of Florida has gone through this whole big thing where they have like these hunts and they were holding hunts. And now I think it's like a 24/7 thing. They have people on the clock every
day.
The payroll that are out there hunting these pythons, right? Well, I think we talked about it 2 or 3 weeks ago where this kid, Leon, bagged a 17-foot, 1-inch python.
Right.
All right. Now, what's interesting about this is that none of the agencies that normally get their undies in a bunch have said anything about this whole python.
No, PETA, I think PETA is for it because it's saving all the little woodland creatures.
Well, no. PETA, now, because they saw a video of this guy, not of him killing the snake, but of him telling how he killed it, he basically said that he shot the snake in the head once and then in the neck. So now PETA is all pissed. Because they feel like this snake was not killed humanely.
No, it was dead.
How the hell else are you supposed to do it?
Well, my thing is there a humane way to kill a snake? And if there is,
are you supposed to chop its head off?
So what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a huge snake that is devouring all of these animals that are supposed to be. This snake is not even supposed to be there. Hmm. You know what I mean? He has invaded. You got to get rid of the enemy, I'm concerned. Right. So PETA's all up in arms because they say, and this is what they said in this letter that went out to the Florida Fish and Wildlife and to some other agency here. They said, well, after reviewing the letter, we feel that if this hunter, Leon, had properly shot the snake in the head, it would have killed him directly instead of having to shoot him twice. And we're pissed that now he had to shoot this snake
double
twice.
Tap.
It's called a double tap.
You always right. double tap.
Especially if you're killing something that can kill you back.
Right? These snakes, when we talked about this snake that this guy Leon caught, the article and the headline was 17-foot man-eating snake.
Right.
You know, I mean, what's going to happen?
That's self-defense.
The article I just read said that, I mean, basically all of the small animals are gone
right.
from the Everglades. So where are they going to go? Now they're going to start going into the neighborhoods. And we did stories a year ago where they were going into neighborhoods.
Right, and traveling in people's cars.
Yeah, people were finding 10-foot pythons in their garage or in their pantry, that kind of thing. You know, it's just a matter of time. I don't care how you kill them. Just kill them.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
PETA can go handle it.
Right, yeah, let them do it. I don't know. I just
Since
don't like
they're snakes, the expert.
Be my guest, right. mofo.
Honey, we are running out of time.
Oh, where are we? Oh, yeah, we are. Jeez Louise.
So we should probably start wrapping up.
It was a very aggressive game of Stump the Chump.
It was a very aggressive game.
How much time do we have?
I won, right?
Not even close.
7 minutes total.
I just want to say... Oh, really? I want to say quickly, though, that I think that this is a great idea. Out in California, you know that they're having all the wildfires. And it seems like every year now, the wildfires get bigger and more intense. All right? One of this article I read is that in the state of California, there are 10,000 firefighters. A third of them, Stephanie, what's that number?
3,333.
3,333 and a third of those firefighters are prisoners.
Who's the third?
What?
Yeah.
They're prisoners. And I think that's fantastic. This is not only...
That's
look,
crazy.
If you are in prison, if you're doing a stretch, you want to get outside.
As long as they're like the non-violent offenders.
Sure. But think about what the possibilities are here. Not only are they learning a skill... Okay, they're doing something to benefit
the community,
right.
and public service.
Why not? How about put them in the military? How about, you know, everybody's talking about our infrastructure is falling down. Yeah. Let's have them start building bridges. Let's have them start putting roads together.
Right.
You know, let's get these people out from behind bars. Give them a purpose. Give them some training. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, they're just going to sit in prison and learn how to be bad.
Right.
Right. So. Now, my only concern with the whole firefighter issue.
Right.
One, violent offenders. And two, like burglars.
Yeah.
You know, are they putting out the fires or are they ransacking the houses? Is somebody watching them?
Well,
they do have those prisoner bracelets that GPS you constantly. So they could easily keep tabs of all of them.
I think they should switch to like the Suicide Squad, where they've just got the chip that'll just explode.
And I don't think they're letting 3,000 out at once. You know, they're not
in
taking
the same neighborhood.
They're not like an army.
Release the felons!
Yeah. Release the felons! Yeah. Everybody, they all come out with a bucket.
Right.
A bucket of water.
One bucket.
Right.
Send them into the Montecito neighborhood, you know, with the million dollars.
I just think it's a good idea.
I think it's a great
idea. There's so many things that you see on TV and in movies about prison that none of it looks positive. This, to me, seems like a positive approach to rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation, right. and you know, reform.
They're doing good for the community. They're bettering themselves. They now have a purpose, you know.
And, you know, a few might die off.
Look, that's the case with anybody battling a blaze or in any job. Anybody's going to die. I see what you're saying, Ty. You're trying to get rid of them.
Yes.
Let's see. One of the things I like to do before the end of every show is give you some quotes from my favorite magazine, which is the Week magazine. This first one says, "A life making mistakes is not only more honorable, but more useful than a life spent doing nothing." And that came from George Bernard Shaw.
Brilliant man.
This one says, something you can only find... What? Something you can only find...
Hmm?
Nope.
What?
I'm not going to read that one. I missed something. But it was by Princess Leia. Or Carrie Fisher.
Was it offensive?
No, but I... I got it. Sometimes you can only find heaven by slowly backing away from hell. That's what it is. Sometimes you can only find heaven by slowly backing away from hell. That came from Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia. Some will not look on suffering because it creates responsibility. That came from Fulton Sheen. And the last one says...
Charlie's brother.
Yeah. Language is not just a creation of humanity. It is humanity, and that came from biologist E.O. Wilson. So those are our quotes. That's pretty much our show, everybody.
Yes.
This is not our last show of the year.
No.
This is just our Christmas show. We are going to have a show next Friday before the end of the year.
Oh, man, what?
Get over it. But we're going to do that. We enjoy doing the show for you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. And I'd like to wish everybody, all our listeners, all three of you, yeah, I used to say two, but now I think we have at least three. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and I hope everybody enjoys your family. I hope everybody's careful traveling and that kind of thing.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody have, well, Hannah, do you have anything that you want to add here at the end of the show?
I'm going to Fort Lauderdale in January.
All right, cool.
Nice.
Bye.
Nobody cares.
Stephanie, great. Do you have anything that you want to add at the end of the show?
No, just happy holidays.
Jack?
Yep, what she said.
Okay. You're going to Fort Lauderdale, too?
No, the one before me.
We're done with all
happy
that.
Holidays.
We did all that.
Yeah. Let's see. Not Ty, do you back. Have anything you want to add?
Nope.
All right. Well, I don't have anything to add either, other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I Miss Your Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Balls to the wall. Or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We look forward to speaking to you again before the end of the year. Enjoy your holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. Good night.
That's it.